This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Talking about Antonio Daniels. AD, how you doing, buddy? You staying safe?
Oh, of course. I'm gorgeous. I'm awesome, fellas. How are you guys?
Doing well, man. Yeah. Honestly, we're doing pretty well. We're hanging in.
Under the circumstances, can't complain. Are you broadcasting from home? How are you handling everything that's going on right now?
Well, it depends. As far as, you know, my color analyst job with the Pelicans, obviously that's suspended postponed until further notice. But NBA radio, I do 5 days a week here from home. And I'm going to be honest. I'm going to be completely honest. The one thing that this situation that we're in with the coronavirus has forced us, and I know me and my family, to do is really slow down and really appreciate the time that we have together. Because now I'm getting an opportunity to do things if the season was ongoing, I would not get an opportunity to do. You know, getting up and doing devotions and Bible studies with my wife. You know, our son is about to be 2. Getting opportunity to put him to bed and wake up with him every day. So I'm truly enjoying this time at home while I have it.
Oh, yeah, by the way, are you getting the opportunity when they climb into bed to get kicked where no man wants to get kicked? Because let's face it, Antonio, at that age, you said little guys 2, when they're 2, 3, 4, their legs and their feet particularly line up exactly with, you know what I'm talking about here. And I got kicked twice last night where it hurts. Twice, not once, twice. Do you get that?
Now, I haven't got that yet, but I think you just jinxed me. So hopefully that doesn't happen. But our little man, like, when he sleeps with us, he likes to sleep toward the head of the bed.
Okay.
So he likes to sleep toward the top. So that's not an issue yet. But I hope you did not just jinx me.
Yeah. Oh, it's coming, dude. It happens to every man. It's coming. Right, Teague?
Yeah, no, it's definitely coming, Antonio. You know, I know you heard LeBron James' comments today, AD, and about how, you know, this season's going to be unfulfilling. And we spent some time talking about LeBron's lack of fulfillment in this season, because he was putting so much into this year, right? Really from jump.
Right.
They lost that game against the Clippers to start the season, but then after that, they've led from basically start to finish. You know, if this season does get canceled, let's hope that it doesn't, but let's just say that it does get canceled. Can he do this again next year? He defies logic all the time, but can he keep this up?
I mean, you know, we discussed this morning on the radio as well. And you know what's difficult? If you're LeBron, obviously the older you get, the window gets smaller and smaller.
Mm-hmm.
And his opportunity to win championships becomes less and less the older that he gets.
Yeah.
Because the older that you get, the more your skill set will start to decline.
Yep.
Whether it's your athleticism, your ability to see, your ability to handle, your ability to stay durable and be available. And it's different for LeBron than it is for anyone else. Because, honestly, LeBron said he wouldn't have closure. None of us would have closure.
Yeah.
You know, Giannis Antetokounmpo wouldn't have closure. Kawhi Leonard wouldn't have closure. Paul George wouldn't have closure. Anthony Davis wouldn't have closure. Any star in the NBA, but the difference is those guys may have multiple opportunities moving forward to come back to where they are now. And LeBron James, being 35, 36 years old, that multiple opportunities is getting cut short. And you're right, Tiki, he continues to defy logic. And you continue to say, you know what, man, he can't keep this up for another year, and he does it. So I am not doubting LeBron, but the fact of the matter is we all know Father Time is undefeated.
Yep.
So his window continues to get smaller as he gets older.
Okay, and I'm happy you bring that up there because, you know, we are so fixated, Antonio, on LeBron's legacy and the immediacy of what this means for him. And I get it. You know, he's our Jordan. I'm not saying he's Jordan, but he's this generation's Jordan. And that comes with a ton of coverage, understood. But there's, you know, some other residual damage around the league. I mean, Chris Paul is, you know, he's had a renaissance season, but how many more years Chris Paul have going there? You know, Paul George and Kawhi, the duo there. So if you had to pick somebody else that would be most negative, actually, I already think the answer is Giannis here, but I'll, you know, most negatively impacted by this, would it be Giannis aside from LeBron? Because a lot of people think if he doesn't win with the Bucks, he's bouncing, and he could have won this year.
And you hit the nail on the head for me. Mine is Giannis for the exact reason. The thing is, this is a redemption year for the Milwaukee Bucks as well. If we go back a year ago, remember, they had the best record in the NBA last year. So they were in this position last year, and they didn't make the NBA Finals. You know, so now what happens is you're in the same position a year later. So now you have the best record in the league, maybe heading into the playoffs again. And I wanted to see what happens from there. You know, this is the thing. This is what the playoffs are all about. You can do whatever you want to do from game one to game 82, but when you start talking about the second and third week of April to June, that's what really matters. And Giannis Antetokounmpo has come out on the record saying what matters to him is how this Milwaukee Bucks team fares in the postseason, not the regular season.
Yeah.
So if they fare well in the postseason, that makes the signing of the extension a little bit more realistic. But let's hypothetically say they lost in the first or second round of the playoffs this year. Now we're putting different thoughts in all of our heads as far as what the future holds for Giannis Antetokounmpo and the Milwaukee Bucks.
So that's Antonio Daniels. You can tell he connects his thoughts great. He's a great listen, great watch on TV. He's been doing this a long time. He won a championship back in 99 with the Spurs, 13 years in the NBA, lottery pick out of Bowling Green, and he's with us here on Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio.
Antonio, it almost feels like, given what you said earlier about LeBron, I hear what you're saying about Giannis, but doesn't Anthony Davis also tend to be lost here? Because if LeBron, let's say, he just falls off the face of the planet, it's not going to happen, but let's just say he does and he's not the same player, AD doesn't have a championship. You know what I mean? He's there with LeBron to win a championship. And if LeBron can't do it, hold his weight, his side of this any longer, AD might not get one, right? Because LeBron off the Lakers is not a good Lakers squad with just AD and Kyle Kuzma.
Right, but the thing is, you don't hear Anthony Davis talking about that like other players do, though. That's not to discredit him as saying that that's not high on his priority list, but when he joined the Los Angeles Lakers via trade and said that's where he wanted to go, he probably did it with the understanding that LeBron's not going to be here for that much longer. You know, he's 35, 36 years old, so maybe another 2 or 3 years, and then that's going to become an opportunity to be his franchise. And now he's the face of the Los Angeles Lakers. So, yeah, you don't hear Anthony Davis as much as other guys do talking about, oh, well, you know what, I got to get a championship here. I got to knock this out now. Not to say that that's not high on his list, but I think when he went to Los Angeles, and knew that that trade was coming, and him and LeBron were kind of talking back and forth, I think he did it with the understanding of, you know what, LeBron is going to be at this level for another 1 to 2, 2 to 3 years. So I need to put myself in a position to be that alpha dog, so when LeBron leaves, another superstar will want to come join me with the Los Angeles Lakers, and hopefully I can get one then as well.
By the way, do you have confidence that, number one, that he can seamlessly handle that transition of the baton and stay healthy and incentivize others to join him and play for the Lakers and ultimately win without LeBron?
You know, for me, the staying, he's playing through a lot.
Spit it out quick. Come on now. Let's go.
No, I'm telling you. No, because I'm trying to think about this the right way.
Don't be afraid to hurt his feelings, AD.
No, never that.
Stop tap dancing.
He's playing through a lot more now than he's played through before. And that's because now he has championship aspirations. One. On the flip side of that, I think you can be talented. You can be one of the best players in the world. But being the face of a franchise involves a lot more than just production on the floor. That means you have to carry the culture on your shoulders as well. That's a lot.
Yeah.
That's a lot. There are a lot of really good players in this league, but just because you're a really good player in this league doesn't mean you're fit to be the face of a franchise. And some guys, I'm not saying Anthony Davis does or doesn't, some guys don't want or welcome that pressure.
Understood. But I just want to clarify here, because before you got into the other aspect of the comment there, you said that he's playing through, or he played through more than he ever has. So I can only take away from that and deduce that you think that he was basically, I don't want to use the word soft, but there were injuries with the Pelicans that he just didn't play through that he probably should have. Is that what you're saying?
Well, no, what I mean is with LeBron, what happens is when you're playing with somebody like LeBron, it sets a different, and this is what I mean by being the face and having the culture on your shoulders and what that entails. Because when LeBron comes in to the Los Angeles Lakers and Anthony Davis is there and he's setting the tone now, being 35 years old, I'm playing through anything. I'm not sitting out. I'm not with this load management. What that does is that thought process and mentality trickles down to everyone else in that locker room. So you've seen Anthony Davis get nicked up a few times this year and come right back out there.
Yeah.
And in the past, he hasn't done that. That's a championship mentality that he's playing with now in Los Angeles that he didn't have when he was with New Orleans. And that's not a knock on Anthony Davis. That's not a knock on the Pelicans. But LeBron James sets a different standard if you're going to play alongside of him. You're going to play through some things and deal with some things that you hadn't had to deal with before.
Good stuff. I just wanted to circle back to that. Good answer. It's Antonio Daniels, Pelicans color analyst, played in the NBA a long time, 13 years champion with the Spurs. They beat my Knicks back in 99. TK, CBS Sports Radio. Got it, TK.
All right, Anthony. From 36 feet, XYZ player drops the H. This horse tournament that they're talking about. What do you envision this doing for the NBA? And what's it like, how do you even execute this? And will it be fun, interesting, or will we get bored real quickly?
I think it'd be a lot more interesting than the 2K tournament that they just had last week.
Yep.
I can tell you that. I think it'll be interesting because to me, this is a there's no dunking. So now what happens is this becomes all skill.
Yeah,
it's a game of horse that is basically all skill, trick shots, which I think will be fun. And right now we have to understand where we are as a culture. We are fiending for sports. We are fiending to see professional athletes do whatever it may be. They put a live 2K tournament, a video game tournament, on ESPN last week, and people tuned in to watch it.
That's right.
Me included.
Yeah.
Me included. So we are fiending for sports. So if you get an opportunity to get some players out on the floor, current players, former players, WNBA players out to compete against each other, I'm all for it. I'm all for it.
I'll tell you a couple. I wish we could have some sort of, all-time mythical horse game. I'll tell you one guy that I would love to see in there. How about Pistol Pete doing his thing playing horse?
That would be – it's a lot of guys. Like, if you think about it, George Gervin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You come out and he's finger rolling from the 3-point line.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, and there are guys, because this is something we talked about today as well. There are guys in this league that, and girls in the WNBA that are ambidextrous. That do everything in life right-handed, or do everything in life left-handed, but play right-handed.
Yeah.
So now that changes the game, because now you have guys shooting left-hand jump shots, left-hand 3-point shots, left-hand floaters. And those are tough shots, left-hand free throws. So it'll be fun to watch, just to see the shot creativity that players come up with. Because understand, these are all pros that we're talking about.
Yeah,
everyone that is participating is a pro. So you're going to have to pull some things out of your bag to get some letters on each other.
Antonio, just give me Kareem with the skyhook from the free throw line. That's a tougher shot that people want to give him credit for.
Oh, for the free throw line?
Yeah, exactly. That's long skyhook.
That is a tough one.
Or the granny shot from the free throw line. Look.
Yeah? Or you get Rick Barry out there. Yeah, is that what you said? The Rick Barry free
get
throw,
Rick
right?
Rick Barry out there.
Oh, my God. Hey, listen, nice talking to you, Antonio. Good to hear that you're healthy and staying safe and enjoying your family while we're all locked in. Kind of hit the reset button, get back to what's important. So always appreciate your enthusiasm. Good takes, good strong stuff, and happy Easter. We'll talk to you soon, buddy.
I appreciate it. You guys stay blessed. God bless you guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.